Well, thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here.
Now, you're a part of the Australian of the Year and former Bernie producer, Journo, and I remember when he worked at The Advocate for a number of years, Craig Leeson. He's one of four nominees vying for next year's Tasmanian of the Year for Australian of the Year.
Well, this is fabulous. This is, you know, it says a lot about Bernie. It says that you can, from Bernie, you can go to be anything that you want to be, that you can be Australian of the Year, you can be working internationally. So there's no limits on what you can do if you've come from Bernie. And Craig Leeson is a testimony to that.
Yeah, you're part of the special committee, aren't you, for the Australia Day?
Yes, I'm chair of the Australian Day Committee.
Yeah, and it was great last year, wasn't it? Well, this year, but the 2021 Tasmanian Australia of the Year was Grace Tame. What a great recipient.
Oh, my word. I couldn't have given it to a better person.
Yeah, and she went on to be Australian of the Year. Very powerful voice and advocate for survivors of sexual assault. And her Let Her Speak campaign. How wonderful it would be if Craig was a similar platform.
Oh, no, I agree 100%. And like I said, it comes back to anything can happen from Bernie. And with Grace Tame, what we need in life is for people to stand up. And she stood up. And that's immeasurable, the value that is to the community. And I think Craig Leeson has stood up. And I really appreciate anyone who stands up in life.
Craig has still got strong ties to Tasmania. And a lot of people perhaps listening this morning would be aware of his parents, Alan and Mark, still living in the family home in Bernie, and he's very, very passionate for our marine environment, ocean pollution, also climate change. That's one of the reasons why he is one of the nominees for next year's event.
Oh, yeah, once again, it's fabulous. And I personally know Mark and Alan and Lisa. They're very good people, and they've given to the community for an extended period of time. And Mark's on the Australia Day Committee, but, you know, rightfully so, she doesn't get to vote on this, but yeah, she's a fabulous contributor.
Yeah.
So, you can see where Craig got his passion.
Yeah. Speaking of Craig, he began his career newspaper journalists in Bernie at The Advocate before moving to television, and he spent time as a news correspondent and anchor. He's worked with major global broadcasters, including the BBC, CNN, Bloomberg, PBS and Australia's ABC. So he's got a fair range of occupations there on his resume. Very impressive.
Very, very, very impressive. I'm impressed. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. And he's also done a bit of documentary film making as well, National Geographic Channel, and then came the documentary Plastic Ocean. So he's passionate towards that. So he's one of four nominees. And it's always a big event on our program calendar, isn't it, Ken? The Australia Day of the Year, and that happens, as we know, January 26th.
Well, we also have the Australian, we have the Bernie Citizen of the Year, and we do the Senior Citizen, the Citizen of the Year, and Junior Citizen of the Year, and Event of the Year. And really what we're looking for now is nominees, and there's so many good people in Bernie, and the sad part is we don't really get enough nominees, which is... I could probably name 10 people off the top of my head who would be deserving of these awards, but they don't nominate. So if you know someone, nominate them. If you believe that they're giving to the community, nominate them. We want Bernie to shine.
So we encourage all those this morning listening to nominate someone that you may know or perhaps an event they know of that deserves that recognition. You can do that. Nominations, Ken, will close on Friday, the 26th of November, and you can get your nomination forms on the websites of the Bernie City Council, can't you, or bernie.net.
Yes, or you can inbox me on Messenger. You can email me. I will send you the forms. You can do that with the council. Anyone on council would be able to get you a form. So if you know someone, contact one of the councillors. Let someone at the council know that I want to nominate someone because we want to recognize the people that are giving so much.
Been to a couple of these Australia Day Awards over the last couple of years. I've spotted you there, and we've had a few visitors over the last couple of years, haven't we? Shane Howard from Goanna played a song or two, and also Brian Ritchie from Violent Femmes fame, and also worked with Mona. So it's always nice to have a couple of visitors. We probably don't know of anyone that we're going to get at this point, of course, with the COVID situation.
We've got the governor coming this year.
Right, fantastic.
So, of all the cities in Tasmania and all the towns in Tasmania, she chose Bernie, and really, it was a good choice.
Yeah, good
smart.
Work.
Obviously, I think she was the right choice for governor because she picked Bernie.
That's not a bad thing, is it?
No, it's terrific. Actually, I'm very pleased to have her this year. Actually, it's going to be a big ceremony this year, so we're really looking forward to it. And talking about the guests we've had in the past, Shane Howard, one of the highlights of my life. Actually, sitting in the front seat of my car, listening to Goanna, nodding my head with him. It's Yeah, that was fabulous.
Yeah, big fan of Solid Rock and Razor's Edge and a few other songs of Shane.
Can't go past it.
Yeah, very, very passionate towards Tasmania, even though he resides in Victoria.
Well, he's very passionate about Aboriginal rights also, and that was one of the reasons I really wanted him here and to involve the TAC and to get them to come to an Australia Day, tell your story. And my argument was, if you want to change the date, don't tell people that believe you, tell people that don't.
Yeah.
So, and really we had... Dwayne Everett Smith here, who's a great musician on his own. He's a gifted individual. So hopefully we can start working more towards reconciliation and make this work out for all of us.
Had Dwayne Everett Smith on the program here about a year or two ago now. Fantastic person, and what a great talented singer-songwriter.
Oh, unbelievable. Honestly, he's you can feel his passion, and very few people bring me to tears, and he's done it a couple of times just listening to him tell his story, and he's phenomenal.
Yeah, fantastic. So get nominating for the Australia Day Awards, and they do close Friday the 26th of November. Check the website, bernie.net, and it's always a pleasure catching up with you. Councillor Ken Dorsey from Burnie City Council, have a great day, and thank you very much for your time.
No, thank you.